Nolte, Record Number of Young Women Want to Flee America. By John Nolte on November 13, 2025. Gallup reports that 40% of AWFL's women aged 15 to 44 would like to flee America permanently. This is four times higher than the 10% of AWFL's women who said the same in 2014. AWFL, Affluent White Female Liberal, Urban Dictionary. Back in 2014, the fact that 10% of AWFL's women wanted out of America was not an outlier with the rest of the population or other demographics. Hell, if you ask me on the right day, like right after I've watched La Dolce Vita, 1960, for the 100th time, I'll tell you I want to move to Rome. But 40%. Let's see if we can diagnose this problem. Gallup reports. The percentage of younger women wanting to move to another country first rose decisively in 2016, the final year of President Barack Obama's second term. That year, Gallup surveyed the U.S. in June and July, after both parties' presumptive nominees were set for the November election, which Donald Trump went on to win. Desire to migrate continued to climb afterward, hitting 44% in President Joe Biden's last year in office and remaining near that level in 2025. This suggests a broader shift in opinion among younger women, rather than a solely partisan one. Ah, they lost their precious Barry, only to have him replaced by the orange bad man and slow Joe. Is this merely a chick thing? Nope. It's exclusively an AWFL American woman thing. The growing trend in younger women in the U.S. looking to leave their country is not evident in other advanced economies, says Gallup. Among all adults, the number who wish to exit America permanently is 20%. A near record, but that's primarily due to these unhappy AWFL's women. Only 19% of men aged 15 to 44 want to leave. Women age 45 plus only want to migrate at a 14% rate, compared to 8% of men in the same age range. If we handle this correctly, what we could have here is a win-win. This is my suggestion to make everyone happy. President Trump should offer these women, all 40% of them, the same thing he is offering illegal aliens, a free plane ride to a country of their choice. Because these AWFL's women are citizens, he should throw in a $25,000 cash bonus to cover moving expenses. He should also offer to cover whatever it costs to safely ensure their cats and battery-operated appliances get through customs. The AWFL's women win because they get what they want. America wins because we have just rid ourselves of the most toxic, America-hating, useless, parasitic, crybabying demographic in our country. As an added virtue bonus, I would encourage these women by offering to naturalize one illegal alien for every AWFL woman who exits America forever. Honestly, I'll take 100 Mexican illegals over an AWFL one of these harridans any day of the week. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.